And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD, watch this, our DDD, devotional diamond of the day, that which jumps out and is bold in scripture, that which speaks to us as we read the word of God, showing them loyalty. Showing them loyalty out of Micah. Wow. Also, we're going to review the Bible because it has been charged as guilty of abuse. Not a joke. Remember the old show, The Fear Factor? Just curious if you remember that, because we're going to deal with a little bit of The Fear Factor. And today's Facebook post, A is greater than B.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Hey, give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. I'm going to tell you, when we get into that section on the Bible is guilty of abuse, your brain is going to fall out of your head. Remember, of course, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. We've made that quite clear. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. Here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Are the promises you made to me?
There will be thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. First segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. You go to excaliburroofing.com. You go to Facebook if you want to get a feel for what kind of people these are. Type in Excalibur Roofing. Keep these guys in prayer as they're going into different facets of new ministry. I've been telling you to be praying for them. You need to be praying for them as they go to the next level. Very excited for them. You can call them at 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. They are the solution for roofitis and for unauthorized skylitis. I don't know what skylitis is because I always thought the unauthorized skylights were the bowling balls through the wall or through the ceiling. Now I'm thinking unauthorized skylitis could be something that's above your head that's kind of like, you know, lights and in your hair. Litis. I don't know. Got to think about it. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Let me make mention of this, and you should know this. I'm super excited because we've had some people take advantage of our half-price tuitions. Yeah. Now, what does that mean? That means that somebody is preparing for their children to go to Christian school. I think they've had enough of the way that secular schools have been operating. Not every secular school is bad. Not every teacher is a bad teacher. Let's stop that right now. There are fantastic teachers in the public school system. But some of the systems themselves are hampering or limiting or tightening so that the faith of Jesus Christ cannot even be spoken without having some kind of disclaimer. So some people are getting tired of it. They want their kids to be in Christian school, having a Christian education, having a faith-based mindset. And we've been really blessed to coordinate that for some people. And there's some new tuitions that have just been exercised by some of our listeners. We encourage you to go to kprz.com and to click on the tuitions tab and see if there's a school near you. I have told you before, and I will tell you again, if there is a school that you have an interest in, that you would like your child to go to, and they are not a part of it, and you would like them to become a part of it, send me an email. I can usually take that, talk to the school, and coordinate it for you to get that first year at that half-price tuition discount. So if the school is normally $5,000, you can get them for $2,500. And that's a fantastic deal. The very first time it was ever exercised was from my best friend and his wife and their son. And their son now getting ready to graduate. He is has been for the last 2 years the star quarterback. So I think that one worked out pretty good. So I have a lot of confidence in this. Get in touch with me. You can either call the station, which everybody knows how to do that. It's a phone, people. And that's the 858-535-1210. Or you can reach me, David Spoon at kprz.com. I will set it up for you. I have a lot of great relationships with the school, so do it, because we are having those tuitions starting to happen, and it gets me a little excited, right? It's a little exciting. It's like, yay! Okay, got that. Now that I've got that out of my system and that out of my blood, let's get into our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. It's called Showing Them Loyalty. We don't have a sound for this because this is a little bit of a different kind of Devotional Diamond of the Day. This one actually came out of my morning devotions. This morning. What time is it? 2? This came out of the 6. Well, my wife woke up really early, like at 4. And then I woke up and then she woke up. Then I went back to bed. And then apparently I was dreaming and making noise. I can't imagine. Although I'm thankful she doesn't use her smartphone to record me. And so she had to wake me up. So by the time she got up, because I got her up, then I got up. So it was 5:30. So I started my devotions probably about 6:15 or so, right in that territory. And this is what I came across. And I love this. And I want you to follow this. If I can communicate it correctly, Micah chapter 7, before the book of Nahum. Micah chapter 7, verse 18 through 20. Nahum. It's okay. All right. Who is a God like you, removing iniquity and passing over rebellion from the remnant of his inheritance? He does not hold on to his anger forever, because he delights in faithful love. He will again have compassion on us, and he will vanquish our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depth of the sea. You will show loyalty to Jacob and faithful love to Abraham, as you swore to our fathers from days long ago. So there is none like you. Who is like you? There is none like God. There is none. There is no God of any other religion that is like our God. There is no God like the God of the Old and New Testament. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Yahweh. There is no God like the Elohim. None. We serve a fantastic and wonderful God who has manifested himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and has made it absolutely clear that a relationship with him is that which he seeks. He does not seek sniveling idiots to go around like blind, obedient bats. He's looking for people to engage with and spend eternity with. Not just a bunch of suffering fools or suffering slaves. That's not what the Lord's looking for. He's looking for the family where he is the father. There's none like him. And you know what he does? He removes iniquity. And removing iniquity is a judicial statement. It's removing iniquity as we would understand justification. And then it says he passes over rebellion, and the passing over rebellion is the practical application. So you have a judicial application, removing iniquity, and then passing over our rebellion is the practical element, because you and I still have great moments of rebellion, and the Lord doesn't hold it against us. So he passes over that. It's like, okay. And how he is, now that's, of course, when you repent and he challenges you on that, but he passes over that, doesn't throw it at you. And then it says this, he does not hold on to his anger forever because he delights in faithful love. Unlike you and I who get angry at somebody, and how long do we hold that anger for? Right up until you have, like, right up until you see them, or until, like, the Lord challenges you and you have to change your mindset. But you're like, I'm so mad. Then you see the person and you're like, well, I'm not quite as mad. You know, it's like we try and hang on to it. God does not hold on to his anger in an unjust manner like we do. And here's the reason why. He delights in love. He loves to love us. It's so hard for us to understand that God loves to love us. And the reason it's hard to understand is because we, with sin inside of us, don't really think in those terms, or at least not on a consistent basis. When we're led by the Holy Spirit, we do. But God delights in love. He loves to love us. And so the scripture says he will again have compassion on us. And in fact, to the point where he will help us vanquish or overcome our failures. Isn't that great? Instead of God taking your failures and pinning you to the wall and then sticking his thumb on your forehead and calling you a loser, God picks you up and says, let's beat this with my spirit in you, and through the blood of Jesus Christ, you can overcome this. You don't have to be bound by anything. But of all of that, here's the coolest element. In all these things that God does, removing the iniquity, passing over our rebellion, not holding on to anger, but delighting in love, having compassion on us again, and helping us vanquish our failures, helping us overcome our sins, in all of that, he is showing loyalty to Jacob and love to Abraham. You see, I know I struggle with why God might love me or might not love me because I'm kind of a mess, but I can make a quick and easy connection to the Lord, recognizing that the Lord is kind to me based on his commitment to Jacob and his love for Abraham, and my engagement with God is an extension of God's engagement with Abraham and Jacob. And I can get that. I can touch that. You see, anybody who operates in faith is a child of Abraham. And so if you're operating in faith with the Lord, God is showing loyalty to Abraham by being nice to you. Like, yeah, I can get into that. I know I'm not worth it. But he does it anyway. God is cool. That's right. He's not just cool, but there's none like him. And God does what he does because he's so loyal and faithful to the people he chooses, including you and me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
There are tears, so I come to you, my friend. And now I'm asking you again.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
No one understands like Jesus.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. At the memorial service for Charles Schulz, creator of the beloved Peanuts comic strip, friend and fellow cartoonist Kathy Geiswhite spoke of his humanity and compassion. He gave everyone in the world characters who knew exactly how all of us felt, who made us feel we were never alone. And then he gave the cartoonist himself, and he made us feel that we were never alone. He encouraged us. He commiserated with us. He made us feel he was exactly like us. When we feel that no one understands or can help us, we are reminded that Jesus gave us himself, and he knows exactly who we are and what we are facing today. Hebrews 2:9-18 presents the remarkable truth that Jesus fully shared our humanity during his life on earth. He tasted death for everyone, broke the power of Satan, and freed those who all their lives had been held in slavery by their fear of death. Jesus was made like us, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God. Thank you, Lord, for sharing our humanity so that we might know your help today and live in your presence forever. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, who I had a chance to interact with today. Sam will be on the show on Monday. So he was going to be on today, and then he was going to be on yesterday, he was going to be on today, and he couldn't get on. So, you know what's great about saying he's busy, which means he's active in the real estate market. How active? Out of 25,000 agents, he's in the top 20. Pretty active. If you're looking to sell your house, if you're looking to buy a house, if you're looking to talk to somebody about a house, you got to talk to Sam. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. People are like, you talk about him an awful lot. He's like our biggest sponsor. There would be that reason why right there. And then getting together with him for fellowship is great. I can't wait to talk to him on Monday because I don't actually know what Sam thinks on some of the political things. I have an idea, but then he'll be in one place and then he bounces into this other place. And so it's like, it's kind of interesting because it's like I get a chance to kind of be a detective and figure it out. But here's what I don't have to hunt for and I don't have to be a detective about. If it's a real estate involved issue, it's Sam. That's it. Think Sam. sam.com at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if you are not the person, but you know somebody who needs some help in real estate, we say to you,
send them to Sam.
Send them to Sam. ThinkSam.com. All right, the other thing I do want to tell you is we've been talking about the Israel trip again. Really, I'm excited for these things. These are kind of cool, and it's a minor possibility that yours truly could actually end up going on one of these things. Wow. That'd be cool. Todd's waiting for me to say, I'm going to go, my wife's going to go, you can come too, Todd. That's what he's waiting for. So if you are a small church or a medium church and you're trying to get the discount on one of those trips to Israel, I got it for you. I got it at the top level type of tour at a discount. The tour is actually running November 1st through the 10th of this year. Sean Thornton, senior pastor of Calvary Community Church, going to be leading the tour. He's got a 30-day devotional. Did you hear that? So 10 days before, 10 days during, 10 days after. Really cool. It's like awesome. And so we encourage you to go to either, well, just go to kprz.com. Make it easy on yourself. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner, get more information. You don't have to go on the banner and buy it right now. Just get more info. If it's a trip you're planning on doing, you got to get the whole thing coordinated by August. That's why we're talking to you in March. Make sense? Make sense.
Is that right? Is that right?
All right. I really don't want to teach this next or talk about this next segment. Somebody was asking me the other day, a radio owner of a couple of stations was asking me, what do you do? Da, da, da. And besides sharing, teaching, so on and so forth, I said, I'm an opinionator. That was my line. I'm an opinionator. And I have an opinion because the Christian street preacher was found guilty of abuse for quoting the Bible, saying Jesus is the only way to God. Where else could this take place? I know. Is it unbelievable? Could you imagine 25 years ago somebody being convicted for quoting scripture as being abuse? That's how far our society has fallen. For those that remember how things were, just a little bit, you should note how fast the decline has taken place of our society. While there are certain people in government that think that the society is moving forward for the better, it is, if you're Satan, it's definitely moving forward for the better for a satanic kingdom. It's not going to last, and they're not going to win, but that's not the point. The point is you're looking at it before your eyes. In the Bristol Magistrate Court in the United Kingdom has convicted two Christian street preachers because they said Jesus Christ is the only way to God. He's the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. These two gentlemen were attacked. They were challenged, and then they stood their ground in the Bible. Then they were attacked. Ian Jackson, the prosecutor, said that they cannot proclaim that what they believe is true. I just want you to get this. Christians are not against free speech. We just want to have the opportunity to have the equal argument in the square, and let's let the truth win out. But the prosecutor said to say to someone that Jesus is the only way is not acceptable and cannot be true. Listen, this is the prosecutor. And then when the preacher quoted Jesus saying, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me, that if you're trying to come through Mormonism or you're trying to come through as a Jehovah's Witness, these are not the ways in. The way in is through Jesus Christ. They said that these people have gone over the top, and they're winding up people, and they're charging them for quoting the Bible and for saying that Muslims will not go to heaven if they do not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And the proclamation of the court was, this statement is impossible. Like, what? You know that passage in Acts chapter 5 where Peter and John said, it's better to obey God than man? Okay, this is where this applies. So the court is saying, you can't say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's wrong. It's impossible. As though a court of law can determine the methodology that God has chosen by people to come to him. As though a court of three or five or seven or nine, whether they have robes on or not, could ever determine for God what God declared is the height of human folly. It is the height of human folly to speak as a human authority on divine issues with nothing but human law as your resource to draw from. It's unbelievable. And we've mentioned this before, and I've been talking about this. The show's been on for, 4 years in November, December, January, February, getting close to 4.5 years. And the bottom line is we've been talking about this for 4+ years. What's happening in England is going to happen here. They consider the text in the Gospel of John to be abuse. And that's what they charged these guys with. Quoting the Bible is abusive. Remember, we've been talking for a while. They're going to say the Bible is hate speech. They're getting ready. They've been trying to say it for a while. It's been gearing that way. So as a Christian, you have two major choices. You can be quiet and say nothing and get along, or you can stand firm in the truth, unwilling to compromise, standing firm in your faith. The decision that Christians make on that will determine a great deal of their eternity. Because if you deny the very teachings of Jesus Christ, you are denying Jesus. And that's a big deal. So while the British can, if you think, oh, well, man really knows what he's doing, there you go. They are actually calling the Bible, and there's a sentencing process that's going to take place, and they've charged them under the Crime and Disorder Act and the Public Order Act. The attorney for the two men, the two evangelists, said it's a modern day hearsay trial, and they, of course, he denounced it. And then listen to this. Then the preachers got in additional trouble because in the conversation they had in the public, they said it was wrong for Muhammad to marry a 9-year-old girl. And they said that was wrong for the preachers to say that, even though it's against the law in England to do that. It's like, this is the height of insanity. This is Twilight Zone times 5,000. It's incredible. So as a Christian, you can make a couple decisions. You can be quiet, hide, bury your head, say nothing. That's your option. Or you can stand firm and say, you know what? You're going to throw me in jail because I'm preaching the gospel and telling the truth. Here I am. I'm located right here in the studio, Monday through Friday, 2 to 4. Throw me in jail. Because I'm not going to stop preaching in jail either. And neither should you. You stand firm in the truth. You don't let the government, little g, tell you what big G is. God can create the universe. The dude can write a book. And you should be able to quote it. That's what the land of the free is all about. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
History has shown that when Christians suffer persecution, for the most part, Christianity actually flourishes. This is Jim Garlow. One early church leader wrote, "Torture, grind us to powder. Our numbers increase in proportion as you mow us down." Don't misunderstand me. I would not trivialize or romanticize persecution. It's awful. Persecution and the threat of death will never squelch God's promises to his people, his grace to the righteous and unrighteous, and listen carefully, the accomplishment of his ultimate will. I can't overstate the fact that you and I have the Christian faith today because there were and are people willing to stand firm in the face of torture and death. The very evidence of God's hand to bless the church and the world. Christianity is not a social movement. It is God's plan for the salvation of the world. Stand firm in the faith. This is Jim Garlow.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel, I can get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment, while I knock over the tissue box, this segment, that's right, I'm not perfect, is brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and our good friend Steve Wheeler, who's going to be in the studio in an hour, less than an hour, actually. Now, Whitefields Ministries, in case you are unaware, they support rural pastors throughout the world. People that are in a community, that are a part of a culture, that become Christians, that want to plant churches in their community where no church exists, and Whitefields comes behind them and supports them financially and educationally and personally, kind of an inspirationally kind of method, creating a network for all these people to be able to get together and strengthen one another as they advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, sometimes in places that it's just not safe to do. Whitefields Ministries is also involved in helping groups have clean drinking water where they've had none. They're committed to taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. That's why we support that. I don't know how you cannot support that. Not that you have to personally financially support them. I just would support any ministry that genuinely preaches and teaches and proclaims the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether the British courts like it or not, or whether the American courts like it or not. Because I'm a citizen of heaven, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 through 16, and take no dissatisfaction in that. And I encourage you to participate in prayer for every ministry. I pray for all the believers collectively. It takes me about 3 seconds, but I ask the Lord to bless and encourage the believers because we're brothers and sisters of one another. Whitefields Ministries has a specific target in what they do. I encourage you to check out their website and see if it's a connect. By the grace of God, whatever you decide, you decide, but at least pray for them. Whitefields.org, coming out of the Gospel of John chapter 4. Steve will be on the show in the next hour. Give us the latest updates on things that are taking place. Always good fellowship. He is, to me, he's definitely one of the most mature men of God. Yeah, I don't get into the maturity. That's the one argument I don't have with people. My maturity level. There's just no point. I lose. Next, it's like I'm not stupid. Not genius, but I'm not stupid. All right, here we go. So do we have a sound for this? We do. Get ready for this one. It's called, I love this one. It's called The Fear Factor. What do you got?
Fear Factor. Fear Factor.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody screaming. Well, it does to me. I'm not going to take a long time to give you the scriptural laydown on fear. It is true that there have been many a preacher and teacher, and I've sat there in the audience with them, and they have said there are, you know, enough fear nots in the Bible for every day. 365, that is incorrect. There's actually 144 and probably 156 if you really want to be super duper honest about it. So there's not one for every day. I'm just saying, it's cute, but it ain't true, right? But there's plenty. There's plenty of fear not, don't be afraid. There's plenty of that, right? So here is something to deal with. So the children of Israel, as you and I think of their wilderness journey often, as many times in connection to the journey of believers. And here's how I make the connection. And do I think that the church replaces Israel? No. Do I think the church is void of Israel? No. Do I think Israel is void of the church? No. I think all those are wrong. Here's what I do see. I do see that the people of God came out of Egypt, the chosen people of God. They went through the wilderness, and they were en route to the promised land. I see that. And I see for the Christian that when you find that you understand or recognize or acknowledge, or according to John chapter 1, verse 12, receive, which, by the way, the Greek word also means accept, Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, John chapter 1, verse 12. Go in the Greek and look it up. It's in your little Strong's Concordance. Look in the exhaustive concordance. Look in the back. When you do that, you move out of Egypt slowly, but out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of darkness, out of oppression, out of slavery to the things of the world. And then you go through this wilderness process. And the wilderness process has a little bit to do with clearing you out, cleaning you out, sharpening and tuning, making sure you're listening. And then after that, you start moving towards the promised land. And if you're in a little bit of rebellion or sin or, you know, kind of like not listening to God, it seems to take a little longer to get to the promised land because of you, not because of God. It's not like God's like going, oh, well, I'm lost. You know, it's like it's not God doing that. Usually it's our fault. I think that's a pretty solid statement. And in that process, we learn a lot and we grow a lot and we develop a lot. And that's not that far different than Jesus Christ in a sense, who was in private life and then went into the wilderness for his temptation and then went into public ministry. There's always this from one place to another stage to another stage. It's almost like the travel between two places is an important element. Well, it is for us. It is for all of us. And so, like the children of Israel, out of Egypt, acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, loving Jesus Christ, recognizing there's some growth, still walking in a little bit of sand, still walking in a little bit of rebellion, still walking in a little bit of the desert, on the way to the promised land. And yes, there's times where I think that some of us pop into the promised land in an area or two, but very few people are living completely in the promised land. But during that journey for Israel in Exodus chapter 14, verse 12, this is what the people of God said to Mo. They said, is not this the word we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. This is right at the time where the Egyptians had let Israel go. Israel was going, and then the Egyptians started to hunt down the people of Israel, and Israel can see the Egyptians coming after them. And now they're starting to freak out, right? They're seeing their past come after them, and they're looking at the Egyptians. And if you're the people of Israel with no real military experience right now, and you've just left a place where you were a slave and you were in bondage, and you look back and the army of the people that you were enslaved to are on a hunt for you and they're driving down the lane coming right for you, I would suspect you and I might go, uh-oh, right? There might be that fear. And sometimes we operate in fear. And listen to what the children of Israel said. It would be better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. In their minds, they were so afraid that being a slave was better than perishing. That was their mindset. Now, for those that like history, you'll remember Patrick Henry, who said, give me liberty or give me death. is a quotation that's attributed to him on a speech that he made at the Virginia convention. And it was on that day in St. John's Church in Richmond, Virginia. He's credited having swung the balance in convincing the Virginia House to pass a resolution delivering the Virginia troops to the Revolutionary War. And that was a very brave thing that he said, give me liberty or give me death, because of what happens when we are not courageous, because of what happens when we're afraid. You know, want to know what happens when you're afraid? You would rather be in bondage when you operate in fear. You would rather be immobilized doing nothing. Let me explain something to you about fear that's in your life. It makes you think irrational thoughts when it comes to the kingdom of God, and it gives you a defeatist attitude before you start. Fear creates bondage, immobilization, irrational thinking, and defeatist thinking. And when you're in bondage, when you're in slavery to something, it robs you of life. You might as well be dead because there's no life there. And it immobilizes you so you do nothing and take no action. Fear is what drove that man who had the talents to bury his talents and do nothing. Fear is what makes us think irrational thoughts, like there's nothing that can ever be done. Even if God exists, I couldn't get out of this situation. That's an irrational thought in regards to operating with God, because God can do anything. And I'll tell you the one thing fear does that people don't talk about. It's got nothing to do with politics, got nothing to do with Trump, nothing to do with Republicans, nothing to do with Democrats, liberals, conservatives, nothing. When you operate in fear, you start off in defeat, period. You start off losing before anything starts. You're losing before it starts. You are operating in this spirit. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The word sound mind in the Greek is sozphren, which means safe thinking. But fear gives you irrational thinking. But God gives you safe thinking, rational thinking. And so when you're operating in fear with a spirit of fear, you're defeated before you start. I don't care what your project is. I don't care what you encounter. If you start in fear, you cripple yourself from moving forward. You put yourself in a bondage. You immobilize yourself. You think irrationally, and you're defeated before you start. The fear factor for Christians is an absolute killer. Fear opens the door to increased doubt, and fear and doubt squish faith, and then you can never see the works of God. Got to get away from that. The fear factor is one that's to be defeated, not acknowledged. That's not conflict inside of you. That's sucking the life out of you. Get away from that. For God didn't give you a spirit of fear. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Would you like a key to living a successful life? Start with unselfishness. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. But let me warn you, if you try to maneuver through life and hold on to your selfishness, it's all about me attitude. At the same time, it'll hurt you. Because people and circumstances and situations are going to find a way to get at that part of you that's, well, selfish. Save yourself a lot of aggravation. Beat them to the punch and choose to lay aside those issues of self. How charming it is when we live like this. How absolutely contagious. How God glorifying. Let's do it.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
This is Mark Davis from 660 AM The Answer in Dallas-Fort Worth for townhall.com. It was something to behold. We've seen many Donald Trump speeches, but never anything quite like his address to a joint session of Congress. It had a State of the Union feel, but with more people paying attention. There was suspense. Would this be campaign rally Trump filled with self-praise? Inaugural Trump with daunting assessments of the crises we face? What we got was an uplifting, unifying Trump. From his very first words, a rebuke against hate, through themes of American jobs, borders, and restoration of our global stature, it was definitely Trump's agenda, but presented in a welcoming way that left skeptics and even critics asking, where's this guy been? When he paid tribute to the widow of fallen SEAL Ryan Owens, he brought a nation together. We all knew the address to Congress would come from President Trump. What we know now is how effective presidential Trump can be. I'm Mark Davis.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. When God set Israel free and led them to the promised land, he made it clear he was the only God by saying, "You shall have no other gods before me." Jesus also claimed to be God, yet affirmed the Old Testament statement that there is only one God when he quoted Deuteronomy 6:4 saying, "The Lord our God is one Lord." But he also said, "I and the Father are one." The Apostle Paul confirmed that Christ is God when he said, "For us there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through him." Praise God for Jesus Christ, who reveals to us the only true God. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Our very own Cameron walking through the hallways, singing his heart out. I can only imagine he's just happy to be working at a Christian radio station. That's what I'm going to go with. So we've had some pretty interesting, I think, and challenging DDDs, plus I think a challenging article. I really think the loyalty DDD and Micah is super important to understand. That loyalty connection to Abraham and to Jacob is an important part of our heritage as believers. And then looking at that story about abuse in England, where the Bible, quoting the Bible, is now considered abuse. That is the forthcoming war. And then just ironically, then we got into the fear factor. Now, none of this was planned, like, oh, you planned it to go, you know, point A, point B, point C. It's never how it happens for me. I mean, if I do a teaching that's like four segments long, that's when that takes place. But these are all spot teachings, all put-togethers from different elements. And you want to hear the funniest part is what I'm about to talk to you about in the Facebook post, which again is going to kind of emphasize the previous DDD. I think it's important for you to understand as Christians that there is, and we talked about this yesterday, a partnership with God that is crucial for us to understand. We don't always direct it and control it. In fact, we never direct it and control it, truth be told. But we get to participate in it, and that's pretty cool. But there are a lot of challenges that the enemy throws at us. And I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow, but certainly next week I'm going to be doing an entire hour on spiritual warfare. Because you have to recognize that if you don't think there's spiritual warfare, you're already losing that war. Before you're already losing. Because the devil has already got you snowed. It's like, wow, he is good, isn't he? I mean, he has been working against mankind from the beginning, so he has at least 6,000 years of evidence and empirical responses from humanity to so he can know how to go after us, right? So, and then if you think the internet is cool with a super-duper network that people know things instantly and so on and so forth, imagine Satan and his network. Probably a little better, I would say. So today, do we have a sound for the Facebook? We do have a sound for the Facebook post. We're going to give you that chance, and I want to talk about it. But I want to talk about it. This is like the second part, maybe, to the last segment. Go ahead and play that sound.
Sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
Oh, joy. Rapture.
That sounds like Wizard of Oz and was that the Tin Man? Not the Tin Man. That was the Scarecrow. That was because he didn't have a brain, right? Ah. So he was doing a whole... Can I hear that again?
Sum of the square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
Oh, joy. Rapture.
That's pretty good. So the one reason that I had Tugboat Todd do that is because of this Facebook post. And this Facebook post, like I said, closely connected to the last segment, is simply three elements. It's two words and one symbol. Ready? Ready? This would be a great shirt, by the way. Faith is greater than... Remember the greater than sign? Four is greater than three.
The alligator is hungry, so he gets the bigger one.
Oh, is that how that goes? Oh, I like that. Faith is greater than fear. So we just talked about fear and the incapacitation of fear and the irrational thinking of fear and how fear in and of itself really puts us at an enormous disadvantage of existence. Here is a formula that we get to operate with in God that he has given us. Faith, the greater than sign... fear. It's just three elements. Write the word faith, put greater than fear. Because faith and fear have a similarity. They're not the same. They just have similar aspects. Fear is faith in the wrong direction. Fear is the acronym, by most of people know this, false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. That's the acronym for fear. But faith is greater because faith enables you to move mountains. Faith pleases God. Faith is the vehicle which God has chosen for us to operate with God. Faith overcomes fear if you are using faith. If you put faith down and you pick fear up, faith will step on, or fear will step on faith. It depends on which one you're using. So are you using fear or are you using faith? Let's look at this from a biblical point of view. Your trial that you're in right now, right this second, forget everything else, cut everything else out. Look at that trial. Put that trial in your eyes. Do you look at that trial through the eyesight of fear, or do you look at that trial through the eyesight of faith? Because if you look at that trial through the eyesight of faith, you have to then bring God and the possibilities that God brings into the trial. But if you bring your vision in fear, then you bring this darkness, this loss, this detraction, immobilization, this irrational, life-sucking concept into your trial. Which way are you facing the trial? That's it. Because faith will defeat fear if you use it. Get it? So use it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.